It was early in the morning. Alice, who was holding a coffee, appeared to be standing on the Marin County side of the Golden Gate Bridge with her back to San Francisco Bay and the city skyline. Sarah appeared to hover in space with a decrepit Jack Russell Terrier on her lap somewhere over North America. After an ice-breaking chat about the fact they needed to better customise their backgrounds, they got down to business. Alice had prepared a list of titles for Sarah so that she could present the draft that would be finished any day now to a range of publishers. She read the list out loud. "I want to go with number 3," she said. "It's a phrase Leonard used about himself to describe lust and the problems of repression. It strikes me as even better now because of the whole COVID thing." Sarah was underwhelmed. "Do any of them describe what's in the jar?" Sarah asked. What's being in the jar being one of her favourite phrases. This annoyed Alice, particularly as she was certain the phrase was in the tin. Sarah, for her part, was remembering a lunch 13 years earlier when she'd been so mean to her client that Alice had stopped writing for several years. Sarah prided herself on being a straight shooter, but it's possible she crossed a line sometimes. But Sarah's problem with this, what was in Alice's jar seemed to change constantly. 20 years of conversations like this one had earned Sarah 15% of sweet fuck all. Liking a client only got you so far. Was she a saint? She was not. Did she have to be? She did not. And if you think authors are always broke, imagine earning 15% of what they earn. Sarah did not say these words out loud. She seemed unaware that she often thought these words so loudly that she might as well have spoken them. But she tried. Oh, how she tried. Alice didn't pick up on the tension emanating from Sarah. This might have been a Zoom thing, but it was also a phone thing. She had failed to put on Do Not Disturb, and now the daily barrage of messages and calls regarding her friend Hen were vibrating through her body. 5 missed calls, 1 message. Alice was so distracted that she didn't realise that Sarah was asking another question. Where are we on the fiction or non-fiction front? It's both. And where do you propose that booksellers put it? In the window? On the new release table? Which table? Fiction, Alice said decisively. It's fiction. Say it and it be true. There were versions of the novel in which Alice, inspired by the Avalanche's album Since I Left You and Dadaism, tried to write the novel as a series of samples or cut-ups. She then tried for straight historical but almost died of boredom. Literary styles moved in and out of fashion. Realist, magical realist, grunge, metafiction, order fiction, historical, rhetorical, satirical, post-colonial, feminist, fantasy, sci-fi. Software evolved. Microsoft, Pages, Scrivener, Eon. Prime ministers, presidents, they came, they went. Howard, Rudd times two, Gillard, Abbott, Turnbull, Morrison, Bush, Obama, Trump, Blair, Brown, Cameron, May, Johnson. Hardware evolved. MacBook Air, MacBook, iPad, iPhone. The United Kingdom joined the European Union. The United Kingdom left the European Union. Pets were born, were loved, lived and died. Drafts unfurled over years, over decades. Alice let 1,000 flowers bloom, wore out the soil and, to continue the metaphor, added fertiliser. Over the years, Alice received a range of advice from Sarah and other readers. That advice could be summarised as, more focus is needed. It was suggested she cut the footnotes and overly complicated timelines. She was advised to lose her favourite fictional character, Redacted. It had been painful to lose Redacted, and by extension, Redacted's lover, her father and her grandmother. Alice had become attached to all of them, but no, in the digital bin. One oft-recurring suggestion was that Alice cut loose Ghost Virginia, the concern being that she was a poorly executed ghost and not central to a novel about Leonard Woolfe. Sarah had gone so far as to suggest no Virginia at all, and Alice had some sympathy for the suggestion that she remove Virginia from her novel. Virginia was one of the most written about women of the 20th century, and she tended to take things over. However, Virginia refused to be edited out, so there was nothing Alice could do about that. Other advice. More Leonard. This was a good idea in theory. However, Leonard lived a long life. 89 years of Leonard might be more than anyone wanted or needed. More Salon. Alice liked this idea. Less Salon. No, she wasn't going to kill that darling. More of the Bloomsbury set in general. Less of the Bloomsbury set in general. White, entitled, middle class, irrelevant. Alice agreed with all of this except the irrelevant bit. But then of course she would not think they were irrelevant, because she too is white and middle class. She liked to think she wasn't entitled, but clearly was far too close to the situation to judge. She loved all of the Bloomsbury set, and that included the obscure ones, the queer ones, which was all of them except Leonard, and the boring ones. In fact, the problem was that even the boring ones were not boring to Alice. In short, If a Trivial Pursuit game was developed asking questions about the lives of these people, Alice would have trounced everyone she played every time she played them. Unfortunately for Alice, writing a novel was not the same as playing a game of Trivial Pursuit. It was much harder to win at writing a novel.